السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اللہ اکبر کبیرا والحمد للہ کثیرا وسبحان اللہ بکرۃ واصیلا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. اما بعد، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. فَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكَ فَعَلَمْ أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّنِ اتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّنِ اتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ بِغَيْرِ هُدًى مِنْ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, today is the 10th of Sha'ban. Few days time will be 15th night of Sha'ban, which is a very auspicious night. We spend it in ibadat and make dua. The ulama see the taqdeer for the whole year. Which baby is going to be born, who is going to pass away, our sustenance, our rosy, what Allah is going to give us. We must make a lot of dua on that night that Allah give us afiyah, comfort, grant us rosy. And then after 15 night of Sha'ban, 2 weeks time will be the blessed month of Ramadan. And alhamdulillah, many ulama are giving advices on the virtues of Ramadan and how we should spend our time correctly, properly in the month of Ramadan. Normally when I have a Jummah Bayan, I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah to put a topic in my heart. So while reciting the Quran, Allah put these verses of the Quran in my heart. Para 20, Surah Al-Qasas, verse number 50. During the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there were many non-Muslims, and some of the non-Muslims used to practice on the previous books. One is, there was the idol worshippers, there was the Jews, the Christians, the people that used to worship the sun and the moon, the worst of wrongs you can think of. But when Allah made Rasulullah from the Nabi and told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to explain to the people the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah, and explain to them that our beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the last and final Nabi of Allah, the glorious Quran Sharif, is the last and final authentic book of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The previous books, the Torah, Zabur, Injil, is abrogated by the people to suit their desires and fancies. And some among them were humble, they accepted Islam. And some among them were very arrogant and proud, and they never accept the true message from the blessed lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So in this verse, Allah makes it clear what stops a person from accepting the haq, the true message of Islam. It is the desires that they have. Allah says in verse number 50, Surah Al-Qasas, if they do not respond to you, then you should know that they are following only their whims. Who can be more unjust than the one who follows his whims and desires without any guidance from Allah? Verily, Allah is a kind and oppressive nations. Now, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to the period of Jahiliyyah, where people used to drink alcohol, commit zina, bury the young daughters alive, make tawaf around the Kaaba naked, the worst of wrongs you can think of was prevalent. Now Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told them, I am the last Nabi, but before me every Nabi that came, from Nabi Adam Alayhi Salaam, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, and not possible to mention every Nabi's name, approximately 124,000 Anbiya Ikram alayhi salatu salam that came to this universe. Everyone preached the message of Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's no such thing that Jesus died for our sins and we can do what we want. That this phrase is very appealing to the non-Muslims. They want to have that immoral lifestyle. They're not happy with their marital partner. And they want to have extramarital relationship. They want to drink alcohol. They want to eat pork. And the worst of sins that was prevalent that time, we see slowly prevalent today also. Allah guide everybody on the right path. Now let's read the next verses. وَلَقَدْ وَصَّلْنَا لَهُمُ الْقَوْلَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ هُمْ بِهِ يُؤْمِنُونَ وَإِذَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِهِ إِنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مُسْلِمِينَ أُولَئِكَ يُؤْتَوْنَ أَجْرَهُمْ مَرَّتَيْنِ بِمَا صَبَرُوا وَيَدْرَؤُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ In this verses, Allah speaks about the humble non-Muslims who are Jews, Christians. But when Nabi Sallam explained to them that I am the final Nabi, these people had some good qualities in them. Immediately seen the signs of Nubuwwat in our beloved Rasulullah Sallam, that Nabi Sallam should not participate in all the wrong actions of the people. He secluded himself and is due to Ghar Hira to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah speaks about the good people. Verse number 51, Surah Qasas, para 20. We send this word repeatedly to them so that they may take heed. Those to whom we have given the book from before believe in it. When it is recited to them, they say, we believe in it. It is definitely the truth from our Rabb. Indeed, we were subservient from before. Now, during the whole Allah of Rasulullah, we know the non-Muslims were persecuting the Muslims in Makkah Mukarramah. And the persecution came so much that Nabi Sallam allowed certain Muslims to migrate to Abyssinia. And when the Muslims migrated to Abyssinia, the non-Muslims had so much hatred Abu Jahl in them that they sent another delegation to Abyssinia that don't give these people refuge in your country, they are bad people, you are doing all wrong things. So the king Najashi, he summoned those early Muslims, among them was Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala an. Allah then said, those to whom we have given the book from before believe in it, in the Quran. When it is recited to them, they say, we believe in it. It is definitely the truth from our Rabb Allah, the Quran. Indeed, we were subservient before you, from before. When Rasulullah arrived in Medina, many sincere Jews like Abdullah bin Salam accepted Islam. There were also several Christians who accepted Islam, like Hazrat Salman Farsi and Hazrat Tamim Dari. When Hazrat Ja'far bin Abi Talib and others migrated to Abyssinia, they managed to convert the king Najashi and many other Christians. When Hazrat Ja'far returned to join the Muslims in Medina, 32 Christians accompanied him, all of whom readily accept Islam. They said that they were aware of the fact that the final Nabi was soon to arrive with the divine scripture. Now, I am reading verses from Para 20. But Para 7, the first verse, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ وَعَرَفُوا إِلَى آخِرِ الْآيَةِ Allah Ta'ala says, these Christians or the Jews or these non-Muslims, they were following Nabi Isa alayhi salam and some teaching of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, and they had some good akhlaq in them. So when the verses of the Quran was recited to them,
They immediately said, definitely this is the word of Allah. And our scripture is written that the final Nabi is going to come. And the final Nabi came. And they recognized the sign of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this King Najashi, he sent 32 people with Hajj Jafar and to Rasulullah in Madinah Munawwara. And they all accepted Islam. In the commentary, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ الرَّسُولِ تَرَىٰ أَعْيُنُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ That when the verses of the Quran was recited, they cried and they said, definitely this is a word of Allah. It cannot be a word of Allah. In that commentary in the para 7, the ulama have written that when these people from Abyssinia came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Sallam recited Surah Yasin Sharif in front of them. And they understood a little bit Arabic. And when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, imagine who can recite Quran Sharif better than Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam recited the complete Surah Yasin Sharif in front of these Christians and the Jews and the monks, whatever were there. And they all cheered that we are so happy to bring Iman on this Nabi. And then it so happened when these people accepted Islam. Again, the enemies of Islam, Abu Jahl, he was stopping the people from accepting Islam. And he came to the company of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he seen so many people accepting Islam. And they are crying out of happiness or out of concern that Allah must give them Jannah, paradise. They must be protected from Jahannam, hellfire. So when Abu Jahl and the non-Muslims started stopping them, that don't listen to the verses of the Quran, don't listen to the Nabi of the time. In verse number 55, Surah Al-Qasas, para 20, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّغْوَ أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَقَالُوا لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ لَا نَبْتَغِي الْجَاهِلِينَ When you hear futile conversation, who's saying things against the clear teachings of the Quran, was saying things against the clear teaching of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, just ignore the ignorant people and walk away from them. And another verse of the Quran, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا The pious personnel, they walk with humility on earth. And when the ignorant want to start an argument or debate with them, if the person sincerely want to learn something, those ulama that have studied comparative religion can explain to them and give them that well and good. But some they don't want to accept, but these are the mischief makers to create problem, then just ignore them. And Allah Ta'ala also gives the virtues of those that believe in the previous books, the Christian Jews who believe in the scriptures of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, the Torah and the Injil, the original scriptures. And then when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with the Quran, they brought Iman on the Quran also. So Allah Ta'ala said they will get double reward. أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْتَوْنَ أَجْرَهُمْ مَرَّتَيْنِ بِمَا صَبَرُوا وَيَدْرَؤُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ These people will be granted double reward on account of their patience. They resist evil with good and spend from what we have given them. These people, the moment they accepted Islam, they also had some good qualities. One of the good qualities is they don't have enmity and hatred for people in their heart. If somebody is rude to them, they try to be good to them. Another verse of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّعَةُ اِتْفَى بِالَّتِي أَحْسَنُ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍّ عَظِيمٌ That good character and bad character cannot be equal. And those that are rude to them, they'll try to avoid them, but they will try to display good character for them to soft, become soft and melt a little bit, try to accept.
This is a hadith here. Has Abu Zar radiyan narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, fear Allah wherever you may be, and follow up a sin with a good deed, by which the sin will be effaced. Associate with people of good character. Mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, page 432. Inna al-hasanati yuzhibna al-sayyi'ah. We are human, we all make mistakes. We are living in non-Muslim countries. Different types of employments and jobs we have. Either we work in a shop, or got a shop of our own, or in a factory, or in a farm, or we go to the shopping mall for our necessities, etc. In the supper months, we know how the non-Muslim dress, and the music is playing from the non-Muslim shops, etc. We are human, we are not angels. But a person that is regular with his Faraz Salah, Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and don't feel proud of his sin, Allah will forgive us. On the night of Laylatul Qadr, night of 15th night of Sha'ban, Laylatul Bara'a, Allah Ta'ala is waiting to forgive our sins. But those that take alcohol, intoxicants or drugs, those that are proud of their sins, they're not prepared to make tawbah, istighfar. And those that disobey their parents, do not have good contact with their relatives. We must be humble, mix with the poor, the rich, everybody. Money must not go to our head that if I had an argument with somebody, I don't need him, I'm independent, I got my own things carrying on, I don't need these people in my life, no. Remember death, the day we pass away, we need people to carry our janaza. And the first people that will come to our janaza is our friends and family members. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, somebody is that good to you, you'll be good to them, that is normal. But somebody is bad to you, you still be good to them, then that is good character. Avoid discussing the controversial topic that led to the argument. And the famous saying, charity begins at home. If somebody in the family going through some financial difficulty, and Allah has given us the wealth, many of us in the month of Ramadan give zakat, etc. Besides zakat, our lillah charities, etc. Today we know private schools, school fees, madrasa fees. Some people have 4 or 5 children, they're sweating to pay the madrasa fees, school fees. If we use our money for good education of our children, it will be a wonderful asset. And many students becoming hafiz, ulama in the Darul Looms. And through our little charity, some will become hafiz of the Quran, some will become a maulana, they become imams of masjid, they're reading Tarawih in the month of Ramzan. All the reward will come to us. But sincerity of intention is utmost important. Now one thing very important I'd like to say, during the golden era of Rosh, Abu Jahl and the non-Muslim were stopping the people from listening to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, unfortunately, through the social media technology, some people have Muslim names, but they make mockery of the Sunnah teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From Nabi Adam alayhi salam to Rasulullah, every Nabi had a Sunnah, one fist-length beard. Nabi sallam mentioned, lengthen your beards and trim your mustache. Some people keep short beard, that's not the Sunnah beard. We don't embarrass anybody, don't debate with somebody. But in our heart and mind, we must know what is the correct thing. Similarly, music is haram. Temporary mut'ah, temporary marriage is haram. Now how that verse I've recited, that the non-Muslims, the main reason for not accepting the message of Rasulullah was that they were too accustomed to living a life of haram and desires, and they were not happy with their marital partners committing zina, sharab and all that. Now we also, we know our place of enjoyment is Jannah, paradise, lies in this world, in short. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَعْوَىٰ. We were out of the fear of Allah, abstain from guna. Jannah is waiting for us. So we have to also choose our friends, and choose such friends who read Salah, who read Quran, who dress with Sunnah, will have a desire to dress with Sunnah, and oppose the ways of the Jews and the Christians in the dressing, in our weddings, in our funerals, whatever. We got the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq.